Chapter 3, Spark Clouds. I chose a cloud to fly through, dark and no flashes.
Good choice, Turbo,
Carr shouted. I was happy to hear Turbo and not Little Turbo. We both flew through the cloud and shot out at turbo speed. More and more dark clouds raced by. The storm was turning more wicked by the minute.
Thunderheads, Bongo! Tower clouds to the right! Could be sparks! Look out!
I was already flying at full speed around and between those towering clouds and watching for one that wasn't flashing. Carr followed at my tail. I led us into a cloud that was dark and silent. Or so I thought. Crack!
It's a spark cloud! Get out! Beat!
She shouted. A second spark fired past us. First the flash, then the booming roar. Another more powerful spark lit the whole cloud and growled a louder crack. My ears started ringing. My wings felt heavy. Wind grabbed me like a fist and wouldn't let go. I was stuck in a fast and tight swirl, spinning out of control. The yellow crystal around my neck began to glow, brighter and brighter. I heard a voice in my head. Turn, turn! I spun my tail the other way as hard as I could. I changed direction, moving closer to the last spark. Too late for second thoughts. I caught a tailwind and broke free from the swirl, still flying out of control inside the cloud. That tailwind behind me kept pushing until I burst out of the cloud, 1 second before the next crack. I rolled to a stop, almost crashing into Carr. She was hovering, her gold goggles pushed up, her blue cape flapping. My wings went into hover mode while I caught my breath. The yellow crystal still glowed around my neck. My heart still pounded. The sky felt calmer here. I could see the middle woods below.
That was a risk, Little Turbo. Turning toward the sparks.
Carr's voice sounded sharp. I didn't know what to say.
Little Turbo, think. Tell me why you turned that way.
I'm back to Little Turbo. Back to being a burning kid, was my first thought. I just knew the tailwind was in that direction. I hesitated. Like, I could feel it before I could feel it. I knew my words didn't make sense. I didn't mention the voice I heard in my head.
Maybe the yellow crystal. We will talk about it later.
Her stern frown left. She put her hand flat on my chest to connect with me.
Follow me the rest of the way down, she said, pulling her goggles back down. Oh, and Turbo?
Fantastic flying, and keep wearing the yellow crystal.
Carr smiled before doing a double spin and bolted down toward the woodlands. I followed and smiled back. I was Turbo again.
Look, tiger trees!
She pointed and did another double spin. We had reached the woodlands where most of the dragonfly kin lived. Orange and brown-striped tiger trees had clumps of fluffy orange and pink balls on top. Dragonfly kin's domos covered their branches. They were easy to spot next to tall blue tequoia tree trunks. Tequoia bark was the same blue as the stone hanging from Carr's pendant. Sometimes the wavy blue bark made funny faces with winks and frowns and tongues sticking out. We landed in front of a great tequoia tree. Carr pressed her hand against its bark. I listened to her greeting and nodded at the tree.
Hi. You can call me Turbo. Everybody does.
That's all I could think of to say. The blue bark changed faces from a frown to a smile. An eye winked back at me. I looked up. Its top branches disappeared into the clouds.
You're Carr's tree, I said.
It was the tree I saw Carr heal with her stone. For one moment, I felt connected to the tree, as if it was speaking to me. But the feeling vanished like a dream. I looked around for Carr.
Carr, which way? See any crystals?
She didn't answer. She was scurrying around tree roots and water gullies formed by the rain.